It's 8 minutes past eight. Janice Doyle with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
4 out of 10 people in Ireland say they are worn out by the amount of news there is these days. That's from a survey of more than 2,000 people carried out for the Reuters Institute, quoted by Laura Slattery in the Irish Times. Be that as it may, the Times reports in its lead story that the online retailer Amazon has raised doubts about its capacity to expand its cloud computing presence in Ireland during its recent lobbying of the government because of difficulties connecting new data centres to the electricity grid. The Irish Independent leads with a medical story. Eilish O'Regan reports that medical card holders in need of dental treatment are being left in the lurch more and more, as there are 252 fewer dentists in the scheme compared with last year. Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, Cork City, North Dublin, Cavan and Monaghan are among the areas facing the biggest fall in the number of scheme practitioners, the paper says. Drugs provide the lead for the Irish Examiner. Cormac O'Keefe reports that Irish authorities have set up a high-level implementation group to join a European ports network tasked with tackling what he describes as the booming sea trade in international drug trafficking. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with a report by Michael O'Toole. As O'Toole puts it, reporting on an encounter in Spain, the ageing gangster John Gilligan has brushed off rumours that he is suffering from cancer. The Irish Sun's front page has a picture which the paper says shows the moment when police engaged a crazed axeman holding a Molotov cocktail near a zone for football fans in Hamburg yesterday. The Irish News reports that former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's call for the Irish government to begin earmarking funds for the transition to a united Ireland, which he made at an event in Belfast on Saturday, has been welcomed on both sides of the border. The Independent has a report on Dolphin House, the largest remaining Dublin City Council housing complex off the South Circular Road. Phase one of a proposed regeneration project was completed in 2020 to an A-rated standard, but the rest of the complex has been abandoned, according to residents. The Dolphin House Community Development Association has written to the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission to initiate an inquiry under the Human Rights Act, arguing that the conditions faced by residents are a violation of their human rights, the Independent says. The President's Bloomsday Garden Party in his residence yesterday, celebrating James Joyce's Ulysses, makes the Times front page. In an address at the event, Michael D. Higgins added his voice to growing concerns about the nature of far-right protests in the Republic, singling out those who targeted public libraries and their staff in recent years, the paper says. And according to the paper, his remarks, in which he labelled such protesters as vigilantes, followed another protest by a masked anti-migrant group outside the home of the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, on Friday. Elsewhere in the Times, Frank McNally reports on a €50 Bloomsday breakfast, which was served at Belvedere College in Dublin yesterday. Among the attendants was the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, who is described as an ardent Joycean. Indeed, in Belvedere, he spoke of how he uses Joyce's text as a moral guide. And he quoted the Ulysses hero, Leopold Bloom, a despised outsider, although born in Ireland, in his rejection of force, hate, history, all that, and his espousal of love, the opposite of hatred, as the real meaning of life.
There you go now. John S. Doyle, thanks very much.